This is Susanna.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sean. How can I help you?
Hi, just give me one second. I'm actually calling from Acorn's debit card dispute on a recorded line, and just bear with me. I have to sign into my computer here real quickly. I'm actually calling. I have a customer who is disputing a couple different charges from your company, and I was hoping that you can help me verify some information.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you let me know what information I can provide to you regarding these transactions.
Can I get a first and last name?
Yes, you can. So the first name is Ralph, and it's Ralph, as in Frank, and last name is Diehl, Diehl.
Okay, can you spell that first name for me again?
So it's Ralph as in Frank. So Ralph without an H on the end.
You said the last name is Diehl.
Yes.
And the first name is Ralph. Okay, ma'am, I'm not showing in an account for that name.
Okay, are you able to pull it up by using customers' either phone number, email address, or the card information?
I could try the zip code.
Okay, zip code is 75167.
75167.
Yes.
Okay, ma'am, I'm not getting anything with that zip code. Can we try email?
Okay, it's going to be TOM dot DIEHL at
You said
ATT dot.
Diehl.
Yes.
Okay.
At, so it's going to be Tom, TOM, so T as in Tom, O as in Oreo, M as in Mary, dot, D as in dog, I as in igloo, E as in echo, H as in Henry, L as in Larry, at, A as in apple, T as in Tom, T as in Tom dot net.
You said at tom.net.
I'm sorry, what, can you repeat that?
Can you repeat the part after the at sign?
So after the at, it's going to be A as in apple, T as in Tom, T as in Tom dot net.
Okay, ma'am, I still can't find anything.
You still can't. Are you able to look up by using the first six of the card used and the last four?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me know when I can provide that.
You can provide it now.
Okay. It is 494-359-1121.
Hold on. Can you just repeat the first six?
Yes. 494-359.
Okay, ma'am, I have an account pulled up, and I'm going to verify the address with you.
Okay.
40110 Sabine.
Sabine Court.
Uh-huh. I don't know how to say that, but it's a Texas.
Okay, so it's like Waxahachie or something, Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you said it's 4010 Sabine, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you tell me, is it in the name of Ralph Deal or Tom Deal?
Tom.
Tom Deal. Okay. Can you tell me, do you see transactions on 7/21 and then 9/14, 10/16, and 11/16, all for $29.99?
Okay. You said 7/21. 7/21. 7/21
and September 14, so 9/14.
Okay, I have 7/21, and then I have 7/13, and the last ones was.
No, sorry, it's 7/21, 9/14, 10/16, and 11/16.
Okay, so I have 7/21, 9/13. 10/15 and 11/16, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you have all of those charges, $29 each, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and is this like a monthly subscription?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, are you able to cancel this subscription?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I have the account canceled. Would you like the cancellation number?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, I'm ready when you are.
Go ahead.
C as in cat, 263-368-474.
Perfect. Thank you so much for all that information. And can you just actually, that account is under the tom.deal@AT&T.net, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.